This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. 62 degrees, a game time temp for the Pirates in San Diego tonight. That's your Fan weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal services. We were just joined by a legend in Green Bay, James Jones, on Aaron Rodgers. And now we're joined by a legend in Bell Vernon,
GBBV,
Mark Cabali, with us here on site, Piatta Italian Street Food in North Fayette. And we have our big Fill the Boot promotion going on to help benefit the volunteer fire departments in the area. Drop off as much money as you can. We know that a lot of people don't carry cash, so maybe make a stop. $5, $10, $15, you name it. And we've got Piatta Pocket cards to give away. So let me actually pass one down to Mark right now. Here you go, Mark. Right. Here's a couple
two,
of these.
Here's two. A free Piatta Pocket.
Yeah. Look, it's like, it's an Italian burrito, Mark.
And they look... they have quite an appealing look to them. You eat with your eyes.
Mark,
you
made another one of those faces that you make when you don't mean to, when you're interviewing somebody, where it looks like you're constipated when you were reading that.
Can you hear me?
Hold on.
We need to turn his levels up here, yeah. T-Bird. Come on.
Come on, T-Bird.
There it is, better.
He's shy.
T-Bird, no, he's not.
T-Bird immediately passes the buck to Cabali by telling the biggest lie I've ever heard about Mark. He's shy.
Yeah,
okay. Well, I have a small head, too.
Yeah, speaking of shy, I was going to start off the whole segment by saying that face was made because I really got to use the bathroom right now.
Has anything ever been more on brand in the history of this show?
No. Well, it's...
what was the deal with... we're going to get completely off topic right off the bat.
There's a shock.
How can you get off topic if you're not on topic to begin with?
What was the thing with J.J. Watt and taking a dump that required 100 wipes?
Oh, that was a long time ago.
So what's the story there?
I think it might have started with Hawker. A.J. said that he...
A.J. Hawk.
Yeah, I don't know who...
He's Hawker.
Yeah, Mark. Yeah. He's
Hawk, great
friends with...
I hear the word
guy.
Hawker and I think... You know, Luke.
Great guy. Yep. I don't know which one it started with, and they brought up that subject, and he said he, 100 different wipes, and I guess JJ agreed with him. Then, of course, they called me and asked me, and I had no clue. Once again, absolutely no clue what they're talking
about.
Expert.
Like, what is it really? How does that resonate with you?
But I don't really care. That's cool.
Hey, let's go to our
That's
main.
Cool.
Let's go to our main on the street.
I think it's cool that I'm the guy they call when someone tells a story about taking a crap.
Let's talk to our.
By the way, a guy looks just like Jesus is walking in here right now. Look at this.
He does. Yeah, you're right. 100%.
I forget what I was saying.
No, but I
was going to
say, like, it's like, oh, no, but yeah, it would be like you're getting called in, like the news calls up, like when something happens. It's like local scatological expert Mark Cabali.
Well, sort of like when the wing prices went up and the first one they called was Donnie. It made sense.
Well, who's the guy that the dude that when it came to JFK and OJ in Pittsburgh, they'd always call?
Cyril Wecht.
Yeah, you're like the Cyril Wecht of crap.
Oh, he was like the celebrity corner for the whole country, basically.
Oh, I know that.
Like,
yeah.
Cyril Wecht was the...
But Mark is basically that if he's on McAfee and ESPN whenever someone talks about...
How are you not sponsored by American Standard, by the way?
Or by a wipe company? How about Dude Wipes or something like that?
I want to name the kid Ferguson. Maybe I was a precursor.
Is that a toilet brand?
Yeah.
Oh, I only know American Standard or Kohler. I mean, that's all I got.
No, Ferguson came from the great sitcom Al Bundy, Married with Children. He always referred to his toilet as Ferguson because that was the name of the brand.
Ah, okay.
So, gotcha.
So they call you up. They call you up out of the blue, and I have no idea what they're talking about, so I have to assume I know what they're talking about. And I jumped in, and I said something like 50 or something like that. I thought they meant individual wipes, not as many times as you did it.
Oh.
Sometimes, you know, you
yeah,
this is not a good, this is not a good place to have this conversation. You're like 8 feet from food.
Yeah. I'll try to get to Aaron Rodgers then.
All right.
So did you go on a show and say it's a done deal? I got a text from someone who said Kabali is now claiming it's a done deal.
I didn't say it was a done deal. It was on the old great – fabulous podcast of mine and Chris Max where I said it will be done by 6 to 7 days.
June 10th.
What
basically.
I'm saying is I always put that date on minicamp. So
yeah.
It's
June
not
10th.
Like
yeah. He'll be here by June 10th.
Pelissero went on with Rich Eisen and said this. Aaron Rodgers has not affirmatively told the Steelers that he's even coming today. So do you buy
who said this?
Pelissero said that.
Well, I believe him. Other than maybe some other reporters out there with some.
So you agree or believe that you think that is very plausible that he has not told them anything affirmatively? That
I
he's
don't
coming.
Think he's. I don't know if he's told them anything. I think they've been in contact. He's not going to go on record and say, I'm coming on this date, and this
who's
date.
Who's his principal point of contact, you think, with the team? When he's talking to somebody with the Steelers, who's he talking to?
Ooh, probably Tomlin.
And his agent's Tomlin. Talking to Omar?
I don't even know who's agent.
David Dunn.
Yeah, I don't know if there's much information out there.
Isn't that Bruce Willis' character in a movie?
Wasn't he a wide receiver for the Raiders back in
Maybe.
The day?
Maybe.
It's actually interesting. He's been in NFL Network shows and stuff about Aaron Rodgers. He comes off as a very down-to-earth guy. Where's flannel? Like, you would not expect
flannel.
Yeah, you would not expect him to be.
I can't believe I was actually right about the Unbreakable thing. David Dunn, the agent, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think their reaction was to the Bradshaw stuff?
The Steelers?
Yeah.
Well, probably you remember what Tomlin said.
He was a Hollywood Henderson fan.
Yeah. So I don't know how well those two get along.
They don't.
So, I mean, the whole point of that.
Yeah, one guy says the other's a cheerleader coach. The other says I'm a Hollywood Henderson
fan. Yeah, how can
fan.
You really like him? Or if you're the Steelers or Mike Tomlin, I think they're really just indifferent about what Terry says right now. Terry brought a lot of this on himself of some of the local hate with the not showing up to the Chiefs funeral. Not showing up to Chuck Knoll's funeral, being a guy that's
not liking Chuck Knoll or having harsh words for Chuck
Knoll.
Yeah,
I mean, even when everybody else from those teams would come and celebrate the championships, he wouldn't. And you know as well as I do, if you're in Pittsburgh. That's things they hold a grudge.
Well, they don't want to think that one of the most important players from those teams is on bad terms and they blame it on him. Do you think – here's my theory. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. They don't give 12 out. It's unofficially retired, but it's not formally retired.
There's a bunch of those.
Right, there's a bunch of those. But the formal retirement's the big honor. Franco and Joe Green and then Ernie Stotner, we all know. Do you think that they might wait until Terry passes to do it? Like there's some part of them as an organization, Mark – that understands that he should have his number retired on merit, but they're not going to give him sort of the satisfaction of the honor. Yeah, they intended to do that with Franco, and then obviously tragedy struck.
Yeah. I think Art was asked that question or something similar to that when they did retire Franco's, and his basic statement was, you know, we're not really just going to hand these out willy-nilly. I mean, it's going to be a while.
Who deserves it more? Of those two, though, if it was Franco or Bradshaw, to me, the quarterback position was even still back then important enough. Well, you could say Terry warranted it more.
He's Hall of Fame quarterback to spend 10 years or more with a team that does not have his jersey number officially retired. That's crazy.
That's some crazy stats there. But you look back on it, and it's all the family history. What did the Chiefs say about Franco? Nothing but winning. Nothing but losing before, nothing but winning afterwards. I would think that had something to do with why
they don't have
Franco was chosen.
Sure, but they
first.
Don't have. First off, Franco got into enough of a dispute that we have the pictures. You can always find them of him wearing a Seahawks uniform.
Franco who?
Right.
And?
Two. Well, hold on. I'm going to say this about Terry. I can pretty confidently state they don't have four Super Bowls in that 70s run without Terry playing big game football in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but those first – when you think of those 70s teams
– the first Super Bowl is a defense and running game. But the last,
the second half,
but the last two are Terry Bradshaw balling out in big games.
He won Super Bowl MVPs both years.
Yes. So I guess I'm saying that there's some real inconsistency, Mark, from me, from my perspective on the team's part, that – and this is human nature, so it's understandable – that just is obviously personal on some level there.
Should be, could be. But, you know, the chief, I mean, if you talk to him before he passed away, the one thing he regretted was Franco in a Seattle uniform.
Yeah.
And you look and you put that down to people like Hines Ward and now even T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward and why that's the case. That's a lot. I mean, a lot of stuff that – Art does right now is based off of what his dad set standards to. They might not be.
Are you wearing the TJ hat because of TJ Watt? That just occurred to me.
You know, my neighbor is the head coach of the Thomas Jefferson baseball team, and he gave me a TJ hat, so I take it.
Is that like
free.
Being the head coach of the football team at Duke when Krzyzewski was there?
That's a good point.
No, they're actually pretty good. They actually won 13, 14 games each of the last.
That's my point, though.
Years.
Duke could go 10-2, and as long as Krzyzewski was there, it was who's. Duke football, what?
I got a good player that's going to University of Cincinnati on a scholarship.
Josh Harrison.
And Ian Happ.
Had to get me there.
Do you look at that situation as a nothing burger?
What's that?
TJ.
Yeah.
You do?
I mean, I'm...
Have they handled this correctly? If it's a nothing
burger... There is an offer on the table. The offer is considered... good, but obviously it's not as good as what TJ's looking for. I mean, what
are they going to blink again?
No, it's just going to be how it's structured. If I'm TJ Watt, I'm not assuming that I am getting a 5-year deal or at least one that's guaranteed. If I'm TJ, I want all my money, just like my previous contract, guaranteed through the first 2 years, and we'll deal with it after that. Now, maybe the Steelers aren't willing to go 2 years, and that's the holdup right now. If I'm TJ, I'm not worried about $40 million a year. I'm not worried about the Rappaport number that comes out after this. I'm worried about what money's guaranteed to me in those first 2 years. And I don't know why JJ is so wound up about,
he
could have avoided this if it's – I mean, you know the situation. You can agree with it or not. You know the situation that that's not what they do. They did it, doesn't do it to quarterbacks, and they meandered something around Antonio Brown when he was unhappy to add some money to him. But that's just the way it goes. I mean, it might be archaic, but that's the way they
know,
go
but
about
he,
it.
His point, as much as I think sometimes the Watt brothers, like especially JJ stumping for his brother, it gets kind of tiresome to me. I thought he was pretty on point. It would have been cheaper to do it earlier. It is always just business when the team does it to the player, and when the player wants it to be a certain way, it's how dare that guy possibly go against the logo. So it was one of the few times I found myself more or less completely in agreement and on the same side of JJ Watt. Having said that, you know where I really stand. I'd have been looking to trade the guy.
And that's when you pulled the John C. Riley gif out on Chris he says that.
Yeah, I do that for everything, though. So, yeah, I don't trade. I don't trade TJ Watt. I mean, I just don't do it. I think he has at least two more 20 potential 20 sack seasons left in him. I know the age. He has been relatively healthy. I mean, we're talking about, what, 10 games in 7 years he's missed? That's nothing.
Dinged up. He's had lingering injuries that have kept him in games, but he hasn't been 100%.
Do you want to know something about him, though, that makes me wonder about aging gracefully? It's sort of a boxing analogy. They say for an older fighter, the last thing to go is the power, like the raw strength, but the reflexes, you get a little slower. I know he's a large, very strong human being, but among other very large, strong human beings at edge rusher, I think he's more of a speed and technique guy. I don't love the way potentially the guy who's a speed and technique player might age. Like you think of a Julius Peppers who played till he was a million years old. He's a big
Bruce Smith.
Yeah, big strong dudes.
That's where.
And it was a strength based pass rush, and I don't think TJ's ever been that way. So I do have questions about how he'll age.
I think that's where he needs help at now. He just can't be that guy that lines up and gets the chip, has the number one tackle, have something else, you know, have people. slide to his side. He needs the help. That's why you hear a lot of talk of him moving around. He's probably at the point of his career where that would benefit him the most. He's not going to be that 27-year-old TJ anymore. He needs to be able to be put in situations to succeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Rather than just dominate.
At 4:11, time to start your weekend off right with Mark Cabali's friends at Archie's Famous Wings. We're live at Piatta, Italian street food in North Fayette. We've got our Fill the Boot thing going on as you get off from work. Come on by. We've got free food cards for you here. Make a donation, 5, 10, 15, 20 bucks to our great volunteer fire departments in here. I think people heard that, Mark. You have to pee. Go ahead, go pee.
First day was a work in progress. You know, I didn't feel great about my first day just coming off the field, you know, but it was a good learning experience for me, and I wasn't expecting to be perfect on my first day. I'm not going to be perfect. That's the thing. You got to learn. Like, you got to, especially me being young, like, you got to be able to roll with the punches and know that you're going to make some mistakes, especially being a rookie. It's how you learn from it and come back from it and don't get affected by that. Like, I felt like day one, you know, was a little bit, just wasn't really comfortable yet. Didn't really know where my feet were. It was a little off timing. And then day two and three, I think I've been a lot better.
That's Will Howard on his performance at the first week of OTAs. We are live at Piatta Italian street food in North Fayette. Contrary to popular belief, there's actually human beings out there who like Malzi, and he just shook a man's hand, and it looked like you made a nice business deal there potentially.
So I know that gentleman, but the thing was, the last time I saw him was a long time ago, and he looked a little different. Mm. Like, I just think maybe he had like lost 10 pounds or something like that, but he looked different enough that I was like, you ever do the terrified scan through your memory banks? And luckily, the person I thought it was that person.
Did you remember his name?
No, I did, but like,
T-Bird, we got to get his mic back on here, T-Bird.
Here, go, Cabali. No, you're on the wrong mic. You put the wrong headset on, Cabali. This is unbelievable.
Mark Cabali's here from the Pat McAfee.
There's literally two mics here. How in the world would I know?
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
Anyway,
Chris.
No, but he came by, and I was like, when he threw his, because I did not have his number.
Yep.
And when he threw his name and number in there, I was like, thank God that is exactly who I thought I was speaking to.
Now he's listening to you on the radio.
Well, no, I mean, it's just, it was, I think the last time I ran into the guy was more than five years ago. A long time back.
You know who was brutal with names? Bouchette.
Hey, God, does he do the hey,
one of the
guy,
worst
hey,
ever.
Buddy?
You know, wait till you get older. All of a sudden, you'll be like, yeah, that guy from Michigan. I do that a lot now. I can't remember, like, draft prospects' names. Yeah, you know, that kid from Michigan.
Well, I think Tomlin does that with numbers sometimes. When
I think Tomlin does that with me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Do you feel like that? I mean, that's kind of disrespectful. He should know by now.
Remember when Keith Butler thought that Tyler Eifert was still playing? That was a bad one, Mark.
Wasn't good.
Well,
wasn't
good. I could tell you what really happened, but I don't think that's appropriate for air.
Oh,
here
man,
we go.
You can't tease us.
Here we
like
go.
That?
I've got this great story for you guys. But
come on, the statute of limitations have run out.
I don't
want
to throw anybody under the bus.
Mark just.
Yeah, you are saying that. You don't want to throw. You're the king of that.
Maybe I'm afraid of this guy who I'm going to
out doing,
here.
No, no, no. You're doing this like equivalent of the old like fishing line tied to like a $100 bill on the street. You drop it down to the sidewalk, and as soon as we reach down to pick it up, you yank it out of the way and make us look stupid.
So we're here at Piatta Italian Street Food until 6. You can stop by, make a donation to our volunteer fire department cause. The Fan 5 Alarm Marathon is next week at the Upper St. Clair Fire Department at 5 o'clock on Thursday. It'll be the 93.7 The Fan producer Pittsburgh Sports Spelling Bee. Winner gets $500. Who did you declare the favorite, Malzi?
Bechtold, actually.
Bechtold.
Yeah. I said he's like plus 125.
Wow.
Well, even if Bechtold would get something wrong, he wouldn't admit it, right? Wow.
He would try to do the immediate. Well, I actually thought I was using the alternate spelling as done by Random House's dictionary. Yeah, he would absolutely be like, Webster's actually has a secondary spelling.
Better, here's
that is
the thing.
Acceptable.
These are not Webster. These are people's names, potentially.
Better yet is, who would finish
last? If it was a Hispanic player, he would say, ooh. Actually, he forgot the accent mark.
Did
Callis.
You hear that?
Who's finishing last?
Actually, no, not Callis.
Well, they're mostly.
Well, T-Bird, even though he won our hot dog eating contest, I don't think spelling is his.
Well, how many did T-Bird eat?
Sativa. S-A-T-I-V-A. Sativa. He ate seven hot dogs, but they
Mark,
were like.
You should have seen how big these
they
things
should
were.
Have been double. If you double digit, you
yeah.
did it.
Well, no, but they were the size of two hot dogs. So, like, he ate really about 12 to 14. Like,
they were thick.
Didn't Donnie Lee eat like seven burgers or something from
he
Wendy's?
Ate a bunch of Wendy's
he
double
did the Andrew
stacks.
Whitworth challenge.
He did the Whitworth challenge. He said he hasn't had one of those types of burgers, that piece of food, ever since. He said he was done on it at that point.
Mark, which quarterback has looked more impressive in practice, Howard or Rudolph, and why?
Wow, Rudolph.
Why do you have that?
Wow,
come
I mean, come on. What are we talking about here?
That's like, Chris, do you like Big Ben? What do you say about Big Ben? What,
no,
you
but
know
you've
what
also said,
getting?
Man, Howard is a football lover. We love
yeah,
this guy's
he, I do like – I just
very popular here.
He knows what to say. He has that mentality. He has that – I almost like to call people like that fake nice because nobody in the world can be that nice all the time. But I do believe Will
Jerry
Howard is.
What about Jerry DePaula?
No, I've seen Jerry DePaula snap a couple times, so don't believe everything you see there.
wow.
But I don't believe that. I think Will Howard is a genuinely nice guy.
Do you feel like they got a steal?
That's way too early.
Thank you. Hold on. All right, usually I like to just kind of tweak you and give you a hard time. Thank you. Because there has been this weird undercurrent of like...
Undercurrent? It's been out there.
It's an overcurrent. You've contributed a little bit to it, but I'm not even going to blame you. This has been all over the place, and I'm not even going to blame like the leader of our lunatic fringe, Johnny the Barber, the big Ohio State, you know, barber football focus. People have started to talk, and I think it's patently unfair to Will Howard. They're starting to talk about him like they just got Tom Brady 2.0 yeah. because the measurables look good. He played at a big school. He played in big, high-pressure games. He
more
played,
Josh Allen 2.0, because that's his playing style.
Right, and because he's literally the same height and weight within, like, a pound. And people, Mark, have talked about this. Like, they got some steel. And I keep wanting to be, like, the jerk who says, guys, 184 players got picked before this guy, and he also plays the position that always gets pushed up the board, not down, because of its overstated importance or its understood importance. Like, let's pump the brakes here, but there's been none of that. It does feel like this weird fever dream is taking hold.
Yeah, I think a lot of that has to do with what he was able to accomplish in such a small amount of time at Ohio State, and everybody watched those games, and everybody saw the four games of the bowl championship series, or whatever it's called now. What is it called?
The college football playoff.
Whatever.
The bowl coalition poll?
I don't know. Maybe that's Division
the bowl
two.
Championship.
Maybe Maybe that's the Division II.
No, that was that's what it was called just 15 years ago.
You know, everybody saw those four games where he was just a stud. You know, Ohio State guy, once again, speaks very well, has the size, maybe not quite the arm, and more than anything else, there's a need for the position, so you're just dying for any sort of hope.
Right. Who has looked like a steal?
Rookie-wise?
Yeah.
See, it's hard because the linemen you really can't judge right now. I mean, Jack Sawyer's just the real deal. I mean, he'll bite a head off a chicken if you give him a chance, you know, type of guy. He's that type of guy you don't want to mess with.
That sounds like something one of those scouts in Moneyball would say. Oh, you put a chicken in front of this guy, he's going to bite that head off.
He'll drink the blood, too. I mean, this is a guy you just love in short yardage. Yeah.
What did he say? Who's Fabio? That's it. Who's Fabio?
Oh, there's a
shortstop from Seattle.
There's a bunch of lines from that scouts table that we can't repeat right now, but there's some truly great ones.
So you're a Sawyer guy then?
Well, I'm thinking who else was potential. I mean, I almost look at Roman Wilson as a rookie because he didn't do much.
You said he was going to look fabulous.
Oh, you knew he was going to.
He's the other guy who, came in best shape of his life, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, speaking of that, this is a serious one because I'm very pot committed on this particular player. Broderick Jones, I'm of like two minds of what I've heard. The first is, it's good. He lost 20 pounds from last year.
So I can eat more.
But then it's no. But then it's like, oh wait, it's bad. He was 20 pounds overweight. It's hard to tell with some of those guys. And so, how much better does he look physically?
He does look good physically. But his theory was, I'll lose the weight now. So once the season comes, I can start eating.
Yeah, he did say that, Chris.
That's kind of interesting. But man,
at that position, I guess you wouldn't want to be super light as you go into the season. You need just bulk.
The thing is with Arthur Smith, how they want to run that offense is they want the physical, not the physical, the speed. The athletic offensive linemen can run that outside.
Does he look that way? Does he look more like that guy? Does he look more comfortable playing the side they initially drafted him to play?
I mean, it's only been 3 days, but he does.
Oh, come on. Give me something here. We always talk about snap judgments after 3 days.
Well, with certain positions.
Does he look more fluid? Because I don't think he ever looked comfortable on
the right
side.
I thought he always did look fluid and athletic. I just think his problem always has been was between the ears, and that could be because he might be more comfortable on the left side, even though I'm not a big firm believer that they should make that much of a difference. But hey, a lot of
guys talk about their kick step and all that stuff, like the way that you
Dan Moore said he couldn't play right tackle for that reason.
They catered to a guy who was a mediocre left tackle because he couldn't play right.
Did he say he couldn't play? Or he wouldn't play because now he got $84 million by staying at left tackle.
I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure he didn't have to say he wouldn't play because I'm pretty sure they were on the record as acknowledging he couldn't do it.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. We are at Piata Italian Street Food, North Fayette. Our Fill the Boot promotion going on. Come over here. Bring some money. We've got free Piata street food gift cards to give away for a free pocket here, which looks amazing. It's like an Italian burrito. Hanging out here until 6. More with Mark, including his thoughts on the Jonnu Smith report from Adam Schefter. We'll see if he agrees with our theory on it. We're live here at the Piata Italian Street Food in North Fayette, helping out a great cause. The volunteer fire department's in the area. And we've got Piata pocket cards to give away for free, so you can get some free grub here from the great Piata Italian Street Food. And just a few dollars benefits an awesome cause. We'll be there Thursday for our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon at Upper St. Clair Fire Department, 26 hours on the air. Some interesting combos will be a part of that. The Jason Mackey, Jack Hillgrove, 4 to 6 a.m. hour. Or 2 hours.
You know what?
It's been widely discussed.
You guys should have put together Bechtold and Hillgrove because I've been told that they had some sort of high school beef.
High
school volleyball.
Did you hear the whole story?
And Jack Hillgrove called, what was his nickname for Austin, Mark?
I don't know. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I told Bechtold, like, honestly here, the guy who looks like a clown there is Jack. Jack is a junior jockeying for playing time or whatever with Bechtold, a freshman.
Wait, it was like a Roethlisberger Rudolph situation?
I think they were fighting for the same. It was two dogs, one bone. Jack's a junior. That doesn't say much for him.
Could you imagine how small Bechtold was back in 10th grade?
Have you ever seen that picture of TJ McConnell as a freshman at Char Valley? Imagine that, but skinnier. By the way, did you see somebody, Pittsburgh Clothing Company, meme that up? They put that picture of TJ weighing like 120.
Yep.
And then they had, like, how it started, how it's going, and it was him clapping and taunting Timothy Chalamet. What is it, Kendall or Kylie Jenner?
Yeah,
Kylie Jenner.
And like Kylie Jenner.
All these beautiful people sitting front row, and he's just taunting them right to the face.
Is that Jenner the rich one, the billionaire, or not?
She is. She's the independently, well, as independently as you can be from her family. She's the one who made her little empire,
Yes, I would probably, Timothy Chalamet is probably over-kicking his coverage here with the billionaire.
Did you see what she put out on, like, social media? She goes, it was like a clip from Sex and the City, and it said, I only have sex tonight if the Knicks win. Oh. And she said, come on, Knicks. What a flex for Chalamet.
Yeah, great point.
This guy's living the all-time life.
Mark Cabali with us here from the Pat McAfee Show. Mark, what do you make of the Jonnu Smith stuff?
I don't make much of it. I think it's made up.
And Why would Schefter stoop to that level? I've got my theory. I said it's a Drew Rosenhaus trade. He puts this out there, and Rosenhaus gives him a bigger story.
Tit for tat.
No, you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, that was pretty much – I was told that within minutes of this breaking of this was not – they're not interested.
So basically
at all.
Everybody in the industry has to pretend like this is a real thing because Adam's doing Drew a favor.
Yeah, honestly, and there's a lot of insiders out there now that are –
Well, Jordan Schultz tweeted out that
Oh, my God. It was the most generic tweet of all time.
It was the least news-breaking, breaking news
the Fowler
tweet
special.
That I have.
Oh, God. That's some
shots. I wouldn't even say shots fired. You emptied the clip.
Hold on. I DM'd Jordan about it to bust his balls.
The Jordan Schultz tweet just.
The Steelers have had preliminary conversations with multiple teams about potentially adding another playmaker.
If you have that many adverbs in one breaking news sentence, like, you don't have much there of anything.
Well, something could get done unless it doesn't. No, the Jonnu Smith thing is, trust me, Omar is a van. He actually likes Drew Rosenhaus. He's a fan of him, but he knows he's not a dummy. He knows what's going on right here. And then if you got to use their name to get your client a couple more bucks, that's all it is. I mean, it makes sense, too. And that's what makes you think a little bit, hey, could this be true? Is because when you line up all the pieces and the Steelers need offensive weapons, drafting Jonnu Smith, trading for Jonnu Smith, Arthur Smith, all the Smiths possible. You're like, hey, there could be some truth in this. No. No.
Do you think that they're still looking for a wide receiver,
too?
Yeah,
they better be.
Is it going to be Allen Lazard?
I don't know who's going to be.
Let me make this bet with you. Allen Lazard or the field as far as another wideout that they sign or that they acquire? Because Lazard's still got, a year left, Pony?
Yeah, they'd have to trade for him.
But they have a million draft picks next year, so they have the capital to do it. I'm sorry. So acquire Allen Lazard or acquire the field. For wide receivers.
Oh, you always take the field, right?
Do you?
I do.
Pony, how would you answer that? Acquire Allen Lazard or acquire literally any other player?
I'd probably go field, but I get why
you're putting it that way. You don't sound that
confident. I don't feel like amazing about it because I think that they will kowtow to
Rodgers. You know, regardless of how well Roman's looking, and he's looking good, Calvin Austin's looking good.
Isn't there real wide receiver too, Pat Freiermuth, on this team at the moment?
You know what? They have been.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
I hate you to breathe that out there. They have been thrown across the middle a lot in the first three practices.
Yeah, but
I don't know if I can read much into that.
That doesn't matter because we can't read too much into Broderick, so we can't read too much into where they're
I don't read much into it. But regardless of how those guys play, you have to learn from what happened last year. I mean, I don't want to bring up Aiyuk at the goal line or anything, especially
why, you just
right
did.
Now. But,
I don't want to bring up this
they can't
thing,
be at the, they can't put themselves in that position of thinking these Roman Wilson Calvin Austin is going to be that wide receiver too, then by the time they realize they're not, it's too late.
All
right,
let's
are they going to have a really quick question? I know Pony has something he wants to get to. Do you think at least this year, even if Rodgers is there and he's putting his own stamp, that they will have some identity, more consistent identity on offense of what they want to be? Because last year it was a tale of two quarterbacks. It was we're going to play conservative, and then it was when Russ took over, it was go ball special on third down and cross your fingers.
You didn't see the full Arthur Smith playbook, what he wanted to do. I've heard that from multiple people. He pretty much had to dial it back to what was available to him at the time, if it was a younger offensive line, if it was a quarterback situation, if it was the lack of wide receivers.
How about Tomlin trying to put his conservative
I think that
spin
was
it.
Saying, hey, we can't do this, so you better find something else that works. So I think they are at least more suited right now to let Arthur Smith do his full what he wants to do, all the stuff he wants to do, the outside zones, some of the
Thank
deep
you,
ball,
Denny.
Some of the cross-the-middle stuff.
Appreciate that. Denny's here. He's a nice man.
Threw down
he,
20.
He was
so T-shirts for 20s or more.
He was lamenting about how the state of Pittsburgh sports has really went downhill in his lifetime. As a man who lived through the 70s, he was telling me off the air.
Well, I mean, what did the 70s yield? 6 total championships? 2 baseball?
Seven if you count Pitt in 76.
Okay, 7. I know technically the Steelers closed down the last of the 4 Super Bowls in 1980.
Let's no, that's the 79
season. Let's
not get
season. Pedantic here season. About it. Yeah. You know what I mean. The 20-aughts had 3. The 90s had 2.
Yeah, hard times right now.
Oh, hard times, Pony.
Go ahead, do it. Do the dusty.
Hot times. They give you a gold watch.
All right.
Kicking the fanny. A computer took your job.
Before Mark runs, we got to get his take on the Dunlap wrestling tweet. Did you see it?
I did not.
So I guess
fill him in, Malsy.
I'm going to give you the Cliff's Notes because I feel dumb even saying this. But I guess people have been trolling him because he's getting into it with somebody on Twitter, and they keep saying he's 5'2". And so
finally, it does bother him, I bet.
Well, I don't – it's like a very weird thing because it's obviously false. Anyone that's ever seen the guy knows he's like a more or less completely normal height. So somebody said, This dude's only 5'2", and he's so, tiny stature, he's so insecure. He wrote, "I'm 5'10", 192. I don't understand why you continue to say I'm 5'2". It's such an odd thing. Also, want to wrestle? Folk style or freestyle, you call it. Beat me. I'll give you $10,000. Wow. I beat you.
My man Will Howard just stepped up with 20 bucks.
You just give me $1. $20 from him. He can have a shirt if he wants it. Give the man a shirt. Give the man a shirt.
Who, Will Howard?
It's like Will Howard Jr. Anyway, so he's given height and weight. What is folk style wrestling? He said, folk style or freestyle, you call it. Beat me, I'll give you 10 grand. I beat you, you give me $1.
I think you found the new your fan, what do you call that now? The fireman's thing?
The five alarm?
The five alarm thing. I think you found a new one to do, have somebody challenge Dunlap.
But he doesn't work for the fan.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Mark, would you book? I would book that match. That would be tremendous.
You know what? That's out
there. Dunlap gets out there in a singlet.
What is singlet? I'm still not as good as undefeated in the streets. I still put that ahead of let's wrestle.
I also want to wrestle. It's just as
well. The preceding sentence is, it's such an odd thing that you're doing this. And then he just hits him with the even odder thing of also want to wrestle.
Yeah.
And also, how many – I had to look it up. I do know what folk style is. It's where, like, you start in a controlled position. Freestyle, you're both standing up. Neutral position. I had to learn all these terms. Who out there other than, like, the – I guess –
Cal Sanderson.
Well, no, I guess to the wrestling audience, it's a wrestling crazed area of the country, even at the scholastic level. I guess they all probably know, but I had never heard the term folk style wrestling
in my life. I plead ignorance on that.
Johnny the Barber has already vowed he would take that match with Dunlap, but he didn't challenge Johnny the Barber.
No, who's this guy? Jim Jahan Azadi did on Twitter.
You know, on the Pomp Show when they put those photos out afterwards, there's this one particular guy would always Photoshop Dunlap into a really tiny guy. You ever see those ones?
Oh, no, God.
I mean, it was like almost normal size, and then make him like 3'2".
That would make him look like Vern Troyer.
Yes. It was very odd that somebody would take that much time to do that.
It is amazing how
also
these
people... Also, want to wrestle is just an...
That's what I'm saying.
I can't get past also want to wrestle.
Here's what's happening here. These people are getting under Colin's skin.
Yeah. And smelling blood.
Colin gets fed up that people can call you out on social media and there's no accountability. So he challenges them to fights. That's what he's doing here.
Can you imagine them getting on like a high school wrestling mat and there's a referee awarding points?
That would be tremendous.
Also, the danger here would be, what if this person, and it's always very unlikely, but what if you happen to say this to a person?
The wrong guy.
Who was actually
I'm always worried about that stuff. That's why I don't do it.
The scariest thing that happens there to him is an instant reply of done, when and where, because that means that person knows they can take
you. Well, that's a good point. What if the guy did say that?
Just
then
done, when and where.
What if it was like Zach Frazier?
Because you just put yourself
Keanu
out there.
Benton.
But you just put yourself out there for $10,000 if the person beats you. If you have like Troy letters from Shaler or something. He's...
And I would hold Colin to that. He held me to the bowling bet and I paid him.
Right. What did you owe him?
I owed him $100.
And he had 10 grand on the line again, didn't he?
He had to bowl 300.
Yeah, and he never even tried. I mean, that was easy money for Dunlap. That's his whole thing. I could have done it. I could have been a contender.
But I had a kid.
Yeah.
All right.
Couldn't practice
bowling.
Mark,
thanks for coming out today, man. We appreciate
it. We'll see you guys.
He'll be on with Bechtold at sometime very soon, I guess.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.